section.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. That's the point of the program. We talk to Peter in New York here on Free Talk Live. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just a quick update, guys. Washington Mutual will be purchased by J.P. Morgan.
And what's that mean?
Washington Mutual as a bank no longer exists. I just thought I'd fill you in on that current event.
What is J.P. Morgan? It's another bank,
central
right?
Bank.
J.P. Morgan Chase, yeah.
That's a it's not a central bank, Mark. The only central bank is the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but I thought the Federal Reserve...
It's a member bank.
Member bank.
Aren't all banks members of the Federal Reserve?
No. No, this is you have the big guys like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. I believe Citigroup. Don't hold me to that. There might be somebody who can correct
me
on that.
I think so too. Okay.
Those are member banks of the Federal Reserve, who are open to that discount window of 2%. Okay, directly dictated by the Fed. So I think there's a difference in level there between a bank like J.P. Morgan and WaMu, which is just basically a thrift, a savings and loan bank.
I see. So this is significant because Washington Mutual is particularly large?
Washington Mutual is large, yes. It's the biggest savings and loan in the country.
Gotcha.
Is there a savings and loan? Nothing's a savings and loan anymore. I mean, they hold home loans, and they're darn big as far as holding home mortgages along with countywide or countrywide. I think that those are the two biggest holders of mortgages.
It is the last large thrift in the country, Mark.
I don't know what a thrift is, really.
It's basically a savings and loan bank, but it's not like a...
New word?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like the savings and loans bank back in the 80s with the scandal, et cetera. I think that they've, sort of changed exactly what they do. But it's not a large-scale commercial bank like a J.P. Morgan.
Gotcha. So was Washington Mutual failing, and that's why this happened?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
So they're a step closer to being controlled by the federal government.
Exactly. And I think, guys, not to get overly conspiratorial on Free Talk Live, because we know what happens
that's okay.
if you do that.
There are conspiracies.
Yes, I understand, Ian. I'm just joking with you. You're seeing a consolidation here. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer to me that what you're seeing here is basically the Federal Reserve and its large member banks using their power. They're creating a crisis, and they're trying to absorb a lot of the other financial institutions that perform other functions out there. Guys, there are no more independent investment banks. They're gone. They're finished. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable what has occurred.
When you say that, again, I'm no financial expert, so when you say there are no more independent investment banks, I guess I don't really know what that means.
There is still one, I apologize, or two. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, okay, I believe are still exist as independent entities from any other banks. Now, the difference between an investment bank and a commercial bank, and I'm not a financial expert, but as far as I understand it, is the function of a commercial bank is to take deposits and then extend loans, okay, either to businesses or to homeowners, prospective homeowners, or whatever it may be, capital loans. The function of an investment bank is to basically fund institutional investment on a large scale.
I see. So they're expecting to get not just a return on interest, but a return on investment as far as they are investors in
big
launchings of things. Yes. Okay. I see.
The big stuff.
Big international stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're saying is the investment banks are now.
So you're saying Goldman Sachs isn't one of the member banks? Because I
always thought they were a big player.
Yeah, I thought they were too.
They're a huge player, and they're not a member bank. What you may have heard is that Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, the guy who's basically trying to ram this down the throat of Congress right now, is the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs just happens to be basically the only independent relatively vital investment bank left after this butchery. So there's definitely cronyism going on there. And it was only when Goldman Sachs was rumored to be under some strain that Paulson finally stepped up and you started to hear about all these initiatives on the part of Bernanke and Paulson. Okay. But the reason I called, I'm sorry, I didn't want to go off on a tangent like that. The reason I called is, guys, there's always a tension on the show between the political and the apolitical activists.
Okay.
Okay, for lack of a better word. And I think you guys have sort of, you've crystallized that debate very well by talking about the different camps in New Hampshire, for example.
Mm-hmm.
People believe that you should use the political system as opposed to those who basically believe in civil disobedience and using means outside the political system to attain liberty.
Right.
Okay. Now, since I started listening to the program a year and a half ago or so, I haven't figured out sort of where I was in that debate. But this crisis on Wall Street right now has convinced me that there has to be a political element involved in the liberty movement. Okay? And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If you want to eat bread for less than $15 a loaf, or buy bread for less than $15 a loaf, or buy a gallon of milk for less than $10, you need to have an interest in what's going on right now. Okay? So there's no way to, if you live within the quote-unquote borders of the United States, there is no way to escape the effects of what is about to happen. Okay.
And there's also not much one can do about it from a, even a protesting standpoint.
Well, I have an interest, but I know I can't do anything about it.
Okay.
Nothing I can do.
And I don't want to say that you have a bad attitude, but I because I think that you may be right. but the only thing to do right now, because the situation is so grave, is to mobilize. We have to have the attitude, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. We have to team up with other people who are outside, let's say, the quote-unquote establishment, people whose political opinions might be counter to ours in many ways, but will agree on certain principles, like the Federal Reserve is out of control and needs to be reined in and eliminated.
And how are we going to mobilize to do that?
All means necessary that are nonviolent, including everything from apolitical methods like civil disobedience to writing your simple things like writing your congressperson and basically mobilizing people on a local level to say, if this congressperson contributes in any way to the passage of this bill that will basically cause a hyperinflationary depression in this country, they're out. And you have to do the best that you can, even if it requires walking door to door.
What happens? I mean, just to maybe a realistic scenario. What might occur? A bunch of people call their so-called congressmen. They complain. They say we're gonna get you if you pass this. And they go ahead and they pass it anyway. And some Congress people get bumped out. Some new people get put in. I don't really understand
That is the likely scenario. However, I think this is big enough and enough people are upset about this that this could be one of those things where the letter writing campaign will have some effect. Now, I think what the effect will be. No, I don't mean bumping people out. I mean writing letters so the Congress critters then will do the shell game. Squeak, squeak, look at the monkey. Where's the pea? Where's the pea? Which nut is it under? So they have to change a few things about this bailout. I'm not saying it's going to work, Ian, but what the caller's saying here is that you have to be involved in politics because...
No, I don't.
Okay. Some people have to be involved in politics and the freedom movement because the fact is, if there is a government, the people that run the banks will try to get a hold of that government.
It's been done years ago, decades and decades ago.
Sure,
bankers
it's been done a
control
lot.
For a long time.
In other words, there. My thesis is that there is no way to escape the consequences of this. There's no way to hide. There's no way to shelter yourself. It's a global. At this point, this is a global situation.
We're all going to feel the consequences. I agree with you on that part, Peter, and I thank you for the call. The consequences are inevitable. The financial system will crash at some point. Will the Amero be able to pull it out for another decade or two or three decades or another 100 years? Who knows? But there will be consequences, and there are ways to mitigate them to adjust. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20. At diet.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so Enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. You'll find an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. All that is there for you free at freetalklive.com.
Everybody listening right now wins. You get a free subscription to WebEx.com. It's limited time and comes with a webcam. That's WebEx.com. You can meet online. Have people look at your desktop from their desktop. Go to WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 for your free trial today. That's WebEx.com.
800-259-9231. Been talking about the financial disaster situation that this country is currently facing. And as we mentioned before, problems are going to be inevitable. I mean, the fiat currency system never lasts forever. And this one has lasted particularly for a long time. So is it on its last legs? Hard to say. Hard to say exactly when things are going to go down. Some people are predicting there's going to be this October surprise where all kinds of factors will converge to make for a really nasty financial economic situation. But let's check in with Ron Paul. I haven't had a good Ron Paul article in a while on this program. And this one is entitled My Answer to the President. So who better to go to for a commentary on this particular issue than Ron Paul, a man who knows a whole lot more about economics than anybody else in Congress. And also, because he's in Congress, he's there in the belly of the beast, and he's kind of keyed into certain things that we probably are not, being out here in lovely New Hampshire. So here's what Ron Paul has to say. The financial meltdown the economists of the Austrian school predicted has arrived. We are in this crisis because of an excess of artificially created credit at the hands of the Federal Reserve System. The solution being proposed? More artificial credit by the Federal Reserve. No liquidation of bad debt or malinvestment is to be allowed. By doing more of the same, we will only continue and intensify the distortions in our economy. All the capital misallocation, all the malinvestment, and prevent the market's attempt to reestablish rational pricing of houses and other assets. Last night, the president addressed the nation about the financial crisis. And there's no point in going through his remarks line by line, since I'd only be repeating what I've been saying over and over, not just for the past several days, but for years and even decades. Still, at least a few observations are necessary. The president assures us that his administration is working with Congress to address the root cause behind much of the instability in our markets. Care to take a guess at whether the Federal Reserve and its money creation spree were even mentioned? We're told that low interest rates led to excessive borrowing, but we're not told how these low interest rates came about. They were a deliberate policy of the Federal Reserve. As always, artificially low interest rates distort the market. Entrepreneurs engage in malinvestments, investments that don't make sense in light of current resource availability, that occur in more temporarily remote stages of the capital structure than the pattern of consumer demand can support. And that would not have been made at all if the interest rate had been permitted to tell the truth instead of being toyed with by the Fed. So again, the Federal Reserve setting interest rates results in entrepreneurs investing differently than they would have in the absence of the Federal Reserve's manipulation. So not a word about any of that in Bush's speech, of course, because Americans might then discover how the great wise men in Washington actually caused this debacle. Better to keep scapegoating the mortgage industry or wildcat capitalism as if we actually have a pure free market. Speaking of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the president said because these companies were chartered by Congress, many believe they were guaranteed by the federal government. This allowed them to borrow enormous sums of money, fuel the market for questionable investments, and put our financial system at risk. Well, doesn't that...
Apparently they were guaranteed by the government. I mean... They were chartered by the government. Why the hell were they there in the first place if they weren't guaranteed?
Doesn't that...
I would have assumed that, too.
Ron says, doesn't that prove the foolishness of chartering Fannie and Freddie in the first place? Doesn't that suggest that maybe, just maybe, government may have contributed to this mess? And, of course, by bailing out Fannie and Freddie, hasn't the federal government shown that the many who believe they were guaranteed by the federal government were, in fact, correct? Then come the scare tactics. If we don't give dictatorial powers to the Treasury Secretary, the stock market would drop even more, which would reduce the value of your retirement account. The value of your home could plummet.
You're going to die.
Left unsaid, naturally, is that without the bailout and all the money and credit that must be produced out of thin air to fund it, the value of retirement, your retirement account will drop anyway. because the value of the dollar will suffer a precipitous decline. Mm. But people don't know what inflation really is, and so they can get away with telling these lies on national television, and all of the media reporters covering the event will just blah, 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 just parrot on whatever it is George Bush said. Anyway, Ron says, as for home prices, they're obviously much too high, and supply and demand can't equilibrate if government insists on propping them up. It's the same destructive strategy that government tried during the Great Depression. Prop up prices at all costs. The Depression went on for over a decade.
Yep.
On the other hand,
the Depression went on because of the government policies.
On the other hand, when liquidation was allowed to occur in the equally devastating downturn of 1921, the economy recovered within less than a year. The president also tells us Senators McCain and Obama will join him at the White House today in order to figure out how to get the bipartisan bailout passed. The two senators would do their country much more good if they stayed on the campaign trail debating who the bigger celebrity is or whatever it is that occupies their attention these days. Friedrich Hayek won the Nobel Prize for showing how central banks' manipulation of interest rates creates the boom-bust cycle, with which we're sadly familiar. In 1932, in the depths of the Great Depression, he described the foolish practices being pursued in his day, and which are being proposed just as destructively in our own. Instead of furthering the inevitable liquidation of the maladjustments brought about by the boom during these last 3 years, all conceivable means have been used to prevent that readjustment from taking place. And one of these means, which has been repeatedly tried, though without success, from the earliest to the most recent stages of depression, has been this deliberate policy of credit expansion. To combat the depression by a forced credit expansion is to attempt to cure the evil by the very means which brought it about. Because we're suffering from a misdirection of production, we want to create further misdirection, a procedure that can only lead to a much more severe crisis as soon as the credit expansion comes to an end. It's probably to this experiment, together with the attempts of the attempts to prevent liquidation once the crisis has come, that we owe the exceptional severity and duration of the Depression. The only thing we learn from history, I'm afraid, is that we don't learn from history. The very people who have spent the past several years assuring us the economy's fundamentally sound and who themselves foolishly cheered the extension of all these novel kinds of mortgages are the ones who now claim to be the experts who will restore prosperity.
Yeah.
Just how spectacularly wrong, how utterly without a clue, does someone have to be before his expert status is called into question?
Right. Bernanke said that the economy's strong. So, I mean, this is the guy?
Oh, and did you notice the bailouts now being called a rescue plan? I guess bailout wasn't sitting too well with the American people. The very people who with somber faces tell us of their deep concern for the spread of democracy around the world are the ones most insistent on forcing a bill through Congress the American people overwhelmingly oppose. The very fact that some of you seem to think you're supposed to have a voice in all this actually seems to annoy them. I encourage you to continue to contact your representatives, give them a piece of your mind. I myself am doing everything I can to promote the correct point of view on the crisis. Be sure to also educate yourselves on these subjects. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Actually, it's over 1,800 now. I checked that last night. 1,800 pages now on the wiki. Lots to see. You can
1,800 pages?
Yeah, you can edit virtually anything you want. It's like a listener editable version of our website. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com. and get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And there's been a real boost in sign-ups recently for the Free State Project. If you've been thinking about it, I would encourage you to sign up. But more importantly, I would encourage you to move to New Hampshire because this is where it's happening.
Sure enough, if there is a chance to turn anything around, if there's a chance for liberty in our lifetime, this has got to be it here. I'm certain of it. We're around some of the most amazing activists. They're all together in the same place. If you've been paying attention to what's going on with the Free State Project, you already know that you want to be here. If you haven't been paying attention, the Free State Project's website is actually a pretty good resource to go and get clued in as to what's going on. I love the new blogs feature. It's not that new. It's been there for a few months now, but newish. The blogs feature that they feature there on the front page of their website where they're aggregating a bunch of different blog content from across the state, and it gives you kind of a good window into the world of activism that's actually going on here on a daily basis here in New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org as we talk to you about what you want at 1-800-259-9231. I know, Mark, you had something about somebody being summoned to court over 63 cents.
Yeah, you're never going to believe this one.
I believe it already.
Columbia, South Carolina, a Sumter County woman was summoned to court for child support payment less than a dollar due to the Sumter County Family Court's shift to a new computerized system. Sumter County Family Court officials began clearing out the old system. They found a woman who owed less than a dollar, and her case almost made its way to court. She was summoned to court, but I guess she didn't have to go. For a 45-year-old Kathleen Threat, the trouble began with a simple trip to her mailbox, signed, sealed, and delivered by a deputy to her Wedgefield home was an affidavit from the family court saying she owed 63 cents in child support. I had to apologize to the officer on the phone because I was laughing so hard. It just doesn't make sense. Threat called the court thinking it was a misunderstanding because not only are her children no longer children, but she's a grandmother by both of them.
Wow.
She even remembers receiving a letter at the conclusion of her child support duties saying she had paid in full.
She's clear.
Yeah. Somehow, some small change slipped through the cracks and resurfaced nearly 12 years past its due date.
Wow.
My problem is the waste of resources, she said. This is crazy. It's a waste, but that's the part. You know, the fact is it is a waste. The deputy came out, the time that was spent, the bureaucrats that
were
involved.
Cost them more than 63 cents, yeah.
It's absolutely true. But, you know, even more so is how many cases like this they do try to get. You know, they'll go after the person, they'll fine them.
Right.
The fines rack up over 12 years. They've got a several $1,000 bill over 63 cents in the beginning.
Right.
She got lucky. But
has a deputy ever looked at one of these summons or orders that he has to follow
and
said,
away?
Are you kidding me? No way am I doing that. I've got speeding tickets to write or something like that. Are you kidding? Has anybody ever actually refused to go out and investigate one of those absurd cases like that?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Maybe.
Well,
in the course of history, many, many, many things happen. So.
Here's a case the police are claiming to investigate, and I guess we can probably predict what's going to happen in advance. But let's tell you the story here first from New York's CBS television. The New York Police Department has taken action. We haven't had a taser story in a long time on the air on this program. It's not because people haven't been having heart attacks and dying as a result of being tased. It's just that we can't give you taser stories every night, or else it'd be the
Taser
Radio. Talk Live. But there are always new cases of police abusing tasers on people, or using their tasers in abusive ways. And this case is no exception. In fact, it's certainly worthy of talking about because somebody happened to be on the scene with a camera. I don't believe it was a video camera. I believe it was a still camera. But nonetheless, they captured some shocking photos of what happened in New York City, where the police department's taken action against two officers involved in the death of an emotionally disturbed man who fell to his death after being shot with a taser gun in Brooklyn on Wednesday night.
Mm.
The last moments of 35-year-old Iman Morales' life were spent naked and perched on a ledge in Bedford, wherever. Dozens of people watched.
Bedford Stuy.
Okay. Anyway, while some people took photographs as Morales jumped up and down on top of a 10-foot-high roll-down gate as he swung a fluorescent light bulb toward police officers who were trying to grab him on a nearby fire escape.
Dangerous man.
Basically, you've just got a crazy man standing outside naked outside of a building.
New York City.
Right, wielding a fluorescent light bulb. He couldn't possibly have really hurt anybody too badly with this thing. I mean, I don't even know if he could really contact anyone with it. He'd have to probably throw it at them. But an officer on the ground raised his taser gun and fired a 5-second jolt from the 50,000-volt gun, immobilizing Morales, who then fell headfirst to his death.
That wasn't a good idea to taser the crazy guy while he's, standing over a parapet there.
In front of witnesses, one of whom said he wasn't hurting anybody. They could have just grabbed him and brought him down, but they tasered him instead.
Well, he was threatening. It was just a really, injudicious, I don't know if that's the right word.
But it wasn't like he had
force.
A gun. He had a light bulb.
No, it was, he certainly overreacted. But the idea of the taser is just that. It's to immobilize people without hurting them. However,
usually you do it when someone's on the ground
right,
first.
Right. You try to find some place when they fall. What the hell was the guy thinking?
Well, he was thinking he's a cop and he can't have any real consequences for doing what he's doing, and he wanted to put a stop to this guy wielding his fluorescent light bulb and pow, zam, zoom.
And he did.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the rest of the story. Officers had radioed for an inflatable bag as the incident unfolded, but it had not yet arrived at the scene when Morales fell. Well, another witness said he was there cracking jokes, posing for the cops and everything. The man wasn't a threat to nobody but himself. They had about 8 cops that could break the fall, and they just moved back.
I'm very sorry. The family, I'm sorry.
City Councilman Al Vance said, "We expect the police to say we were wrong, we made a mistake." And the police did just that, saying they violated guidelines. This is unusual. Normally the police don't admit that they've done something wrong. But what are they doing to the police officers in the case? We'll find that out in moments here. When possible, the CED taser should not be used in a situation where the subject may fall from an elevated surface, said the NYPD in a statement. State Senator, former police captain, said police must learn emotionally troubled people must be treated with care. They're not criminals, and they need help, and help can never be death. The lieutenant who directed the use of the stun gun was stripped of his gun and badge.
Oof.
And the officer who shocked Morales was placed on desk duty, so he's still getting paid.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear the lieutenant, recommended the use of the stun gun. I'm floored.
Yes, the officer who was just following orders was not punished as severely as the lieutenant who gave the order. But in my opinion, they're both equally as liable here. And in fact, it actually brings me back quickly to a comment somebody made a comment on Saturday night, or somebody called in to ask me if I thought the politicians, or ask us if we thought the politicians were as guilty as the cops that follow the orders, as far as cops that are hurting people. Are the politicians guilty?
I think I mentioned that.
You might have mentioned that, and I was kind of caught flat-footed on that. I didn't really have a good answer, but somebody emailed me with a really great point, and I certainly did not think of it, and that is that the cowardly scumbag politicians are guilty because they're the ones that pay the thugs. They're the ones that authorize. I mean, not only do they order the thugs to do the things that they're doing, but they're paying them as well. So it's essentially like, hiring a hitman. When you hire the hitman, even though you're not the one pulling the trigger, you are guilty because you hired the hitman. And that's what the politicians have done, essentially.
I wonder what the difference is between saying, somebody saying, "You ought to kill that guy," some kind of offhanded comment that results in, some nut going and doing that, and somebody saying, "I'll give you $10,000 to go kill that guy." What's really the difference?
One's a contract, the other's a conversation. 800-259-9231. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Morales, the man who was tased and fell to his death, his mom was standing just a few yards away when her son fell. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, we'll get a cut, even if it's used. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk about Toronto, where some people are proposing a total gun ban and 10 reasons for it. But first, let's talk about what Google is up to these days. I think Google is one of the most useful companies, at least in my life, as somebody who is online quite a bit and does a lot of stuff in the realm of the Internet. Google has made my life a whole lot easier.
You're a Google fan.
I like Google. I understand that, you know, liberty lovers are going to say, well, they bow down to the government here and there, and their privacy policies aren't the greatest, and I understand all that. But as far as the products they're offering in the marketplace and some of the innovations and what they're doing, I think they're doing some really amazing work. And, of course, it's all free. Like, everything from Google I've ever touched has been free. Stuff I'd be willing to pay for. They just make it free. Anyway,
you're just a cheapskate, that's all.
And, you know, if it's free, it's for me, right? Anyway, here's the story.
Actually, yes, I know.
Several stories. First, let's start with Google versus the FCC. This story from the Washington Post, where Google co-founder Larry Page turned up on Capitol Hill today to boost the company's Free the Airwaves campaign. Sounds like something we could get behind, huh? And he had strong words for those who opposed their bid to open more of the airwaves for high-speed Internet access. Google, Microsoft, and others in the tech world want the FCC to allow the unlicensed use of white spaces, the gaps in the spectrum between television channels, as a means of making broadband Internet access widely available in the United States. But broadcasters fear that their use could cause interference with television stations and other devices such as wireless microphones. Page said some of the tests that have been done to determine whether new devices using the white spaces would interfere had been rigged. A Google spokesman said he was referring to the tests held in August at FedEx Field. The test was rigged deliberately, said Page during his remarks. That's the kind of thing we've been up against here, and I find it despicable. Well, what did he mean by rigged? A Google spokesman explained later that the test devices couldn't detect the wireless microphones because the testers had used the same frequency as local television stations, in essence, hiding them within the television spectrum so the test device couldn't detect them. Asked afterward whether the Federal Communications Commission, which had run the tests, had a role in their rigging, Google's Page stepped back. So they're not going directly against the FCC, but essentially they are. I mean, they are calling for unlicensed use of these portions of the spectrum, which the FCC does not want. The FCC wants
they don't want unlicensed anything.
But the FCC wants to cash in. That's what the FCC does. It doesn't protect anybody. The FCC, it cashes in on auctioning frequency bandwidth, the frequency ranges in the electromagnetic spectrum. And he called on the FCC to approve the unlicensed use of the white space, and he was meeting with FCC commissioners and blah, blah, blah. And then he used the opportunity to pull out the brand new phone that Google is coming out with, or I guess one of the phone providers is coming out with, which will be running Google's new operating system called Android. And that's another interesting part of what Google is up to today, because remember when we talked about Google's new browser, Chrome?
Yeah.
And I was raving about how fast it was. It's got some problems, like there's no ad block, which I really like. But really?
I think something's blocking ads for me.
It's got pop-up blocker, but
okay,
not ad block.
Okay, well, I don't know what the difference
is. So there's a few bugs, but it's brand new. It's in a beta. But one of the most...
Its spell checker isn't all... It doesn't seem to have every word.
It's a beta, you know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
what do you
beta.
Want? But the important part about Chrome was that Google was going to be open sourcing their code. So the entirety of their browser would be essentially released free online to people that wanted to improve the code or snatch the code and borrow the code and use in their own projects. And the basic point that Google was making was they said, we love competition. And they put this code out there. And again, much of it was already available in Apple's Safari, WebKit, and Google based their code off of other code. And so the idea, though, was that they were releasing this code to the open source movement so others could incorporate their good ideas into what it was they were creating and sort of raise the bar for the entire web browsing world, essentially. And now they're doing it in mobile phones. What they're doing, according to the Google blog, is today, I guess, well, this is a couple days ago at this point, T-Mobile announced the first Android-powered phone. And Android is Google's phone operating system, basically. And they're talking about their Android thing. And then they point out that not only does it allow all applications open access to the phone's functionality, so they're not locking anything out, unlike a lot of phone software. The platform itself will also be
all
open.
All application...
Right, so you won't have to hack this software, essentially, to get it to do things. Like, a lot of the iPhone people have essentially hacked into the software to get it to, you know, for instance, change cell phone providers
but
and
that's,
things like
yeah,
that.
Okay, so it's not locked as, Brian, what they say on eBay.
Right. The Open Handset Alliance has announced its intention to open source the entire Android platform by the end of the year. Along with other members of the alliance, we hope that Android can provide a meaningful contribution to all players in the mobile ecosystem. The developers, the wireless carriers, the handset manufacturers, etc. Everyone will be free to adopt and adapt the technology as they see fit. By doing so, we hope that users will get better, more capable phones with powerful web browsers and access to a rich catalog of innovative mobile applications. So there they go again, open sourcing the entirety of their mobile phone operating system, Android, by the end of this year, and just basically saying, here you go, have at it, have fun with it, make this better. Improve.
So are you what they call a fanboy, like a Google fanboy?
I don't know. I might be at this point. I just really like what it is that they do. I mean, they certainly seem more innovative than Microsoft, don't they? Microsoft's kind of the old dinosaur on the block.
I guess.
Google seems nimble and quick and different. And
I don't know that much about computers, and largely my eyes are, I look at the computer world through you, and I know that you are, you know, you're a big fan of Google, so I can't say that I'm not. My experience with this web browser has been good, great, comparatively, and, you know, everything that I've dealt with Google has been good. I don't have any complaints except for that whole China thing.
Here's one more for you, Mark. Here's another thing that Google's up to, and this is really, I think, innovative. The story's from The Times over in the UK, where Google may take its battle for global domination to the high seas with the launch
of
its own...
This is absolutely
brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah.
Computer Navy, the computer, or the company rather, is considering deploying supercomputers necessary to operate its internet search engines on barges anchored up to 7 miles offshore. The water-based data centers would use wave energy to power and cool their computers, reducing Google's costs. Their offshore status...
That is the excuse.
Ah, yes.
The wave energy is the excuse.
But the reason?
The reason...
is taxes. Their offshore status would also mean the company would no longer have to pay property taxes on its data centers, which are sited across the world, including Britain. In the patent application, and that's going to save them. I mean, in the first year, they'll probably have paid for the data centers. They'll pay at least a good chunk of it. Imagine the amount that you pay. I mean, we pay a lot of money in private property real estate, a homeowner kind of real estate. Commercial real estate is much more expensive. And an expansive data center that's worth a whole bunch of money, they'll value that an incredible amount.
Yeah.
And they'll be, I mean, they must be paying through the nose property taxes on their data centers.
I can only imagine.
And so now the marketplace here is in the form of Google has innovated these data barges where they're not even going to have to use – I mean, using wave energy? That's fantastic.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on the wave energy.
I'm betting they've done research on this, Mark. I mean, you don't just jump into this without covering all your bases.
Oh, yeah. You jump into the moving your stuff offshore without covering your wave energy bases.
Computer centers are located on a ship or ships anchored in a water body from which energy from natural motion of the water may be captured and turned into electricity and or pumping power for cooling pumps to carry heat away. The increased number of data centers necessary to cope with massive information flows generated on popular websites has prompted companies to look at radical ideas to reduce their running costs. Supercomputers housed in the data centers, which can be the size of football pitches, use massive amounts of electricity to ensure they don't overheat. As a result, the internet is not very green. Data centers consumed 1% of the world's electricity
in 2005.
By 2020, the carbon footprint of the computers that run the internet will be larger than that of air travel, according to some consultancy firm.
That's right. If you love nature, you'll go live in a cave.
But what I thought
eat
was
your
interesting.
Own crap.
What I thought was interesting, besides the fact that Google was really, I think, doing something innovative here and trying to get the hell away from these taxes, is what some of the comments actually had to say about this. And I don't know if it was on this particular story, but, yeah, there's like 83 comments here, so I don't see the one that I spotted earlier. But one of the comments was essentially chastising Google.
They're stealing our tax
money.
That's
right. You want all the benefits of living in this society, but you don't want to pay the cost. You don't want to pay your fair share, was the attitude there.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, good on Google. Fantastic, excellent innovation. And, you know, I am a fan. I have to say it. 800-259-9231. I think they're providing some much-needed competition for organizations like Microsoft, and they're doing a pretty darn good job at it. I want the Google operating system. When is that coming out? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
What if I